Braden Brown now joined by Brett Stewart, filling in for Bill Neinstead, Emporia High girls basketball coach. Brett, we appreciate the time. How's it going today?
It's going good. Hey, Braden, how are you doing?
So far, so good. Gearing up for some Lady Spartans basketball we'll have on our airwaves in about 6 hours from now. Coach, we're looking forward to the trip up the Turnpike, taking on a Washburn Rural club. What have you guys been doing, you know, yesterday at practice and getting prepared for tonight's game?
Yesterday's practice was really about ourselves. We really worked on concentrating on just taking care of the ball, making good decisions, and getting in our offense. And then on defense, we kind of worked on kind of shoring up a couple of things and working on what Washburn Rural's offense does.
I know practices have probably felt a little bit different without Bill Neinstead on the sidelines and just how they've been run. Is there any difference from the girls' perspective of how they're kind of accepting the coaching?
No, I don't think so. You know, one of the things that Coach Neinstead's always done and the other coaches in Emporia have done, we all kind of contribute to what we should be working on in practice, and then Coach or someone else comes up with a plan, and then we just all follow the plan. So even though Coach, he was actually at practice yesterday, which was great to see, and we all kind of work on fine-tuning things, and I don't see a difference in the girls at all.
Tough loss on Friday. What was the main focus from, you know, going back and through film that you see that Emporia needs to improve upon?
Basically, decision making and taking care of the ball. You know, first half, I thought we did a very good job of breaking their press and then getting some easy baskets. We got into our offense and got some easy baskets. That came out after halftime, and for whatever reason, we just didn't take care of the ball. They kind of ramped up energy. Topeka Hayden did, and we didn't match that energy, and that ball got going in the hole for them, and just rolling down the hill was pretty tough to stop.
Brett Stewart stopping by, assistant girls basketball coach for Emporia High. Coach, looking at tonight's matchup, third time you'll see Washburn Rural. What makes them good?
Basically, they're just all solid at every position. They're strong. They've got good ball handlers, good shooters. Coach Bordwick's done a great job with that program for a long time now, and it just seems like it's a machine. They have girls graduate and other girls step in, and it's just a really good program with good fundamentals.
Now, the first go-around with Washburn Rural, Emporia was able to hang out and hang in pretty tight with them, especially in the first half. What will it take to be able to do that again tonight?
You know, I think just getting off to a good start. You know, the last guy, you're right, the last first game we played them, it was a tight game. We did a good job. The second game, they got off to a 16-0 run, and then afterwards it was just kind of basically even game after that. But we can't dig ourselves a hole. We just got to take the game one stop at a time, one basket at a time, defensive possession, offensive possession, and try and break it down that way and get off to a good start, and I think we'll be all right at the end.
Brett Stewart from Emporia High girls basketball, we appreciate his insights. We'll chat with him in about 5 hours from now as we get ready for tip-off between Emporia and Washburn Rural. You're listening to KVOE. Brett, thanks for the time.
Thank you.